There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. Many of us look at others, look at how they relate with each other, and admire and wish and crave that our marriage were exactly the same as the couples we follow on social media, we see on TV, reality TV stars, whoever it is. It could even be our loved ones whose marriages we just say, oh, I wish mine were just like theirs. It's perfect. Now, the truth is, the grass may look greener on the other side, but you do not know the behind the scenes that's going on. You do not know the image that they present to the world. There was a couple that my husband and I counseled. And what was interesting was why the wife didn't want to get divorced, even though she was broken, even though there was physical abuse, even though there was trauma. Her kids were growing up seeing her miserable, crying often on her prayer mat, was because her siblings were all divorced and back home. She had six siblings and all of them were back home divorced. And everybody saw her marriage as the perfect marriage. Now you can imagine what she has been going through. However, it is important that we are careful judging. And when I say judging, I mean admiring other people's relationship and comparing it to ours and ending up feeling discontent about what our relationship is like because it's not as perfect as the other person's. Now, it does not matter how he treats his spouse or how she treats hers. It's about how you want to be treated. Whether he brings her flowers and she does this or that for him, it doesn't matter. It's about the two of you. It's about being intentional in feeding each other's love language each and every day, consciously, deliberately, and make sure this doesn't happen by accident. So remember, all that glitters is not always gold.